Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Personal application. May 7th, 2026. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. Psalm 1:2 and 3. Psalm 1:2 and 3 invites us into more than understanding. It calls for personal response. Using the inductive Bible study method, we move from observation to interpretation to application. First, observation. The passage describes a person who delights in the law of the Lord and meditates on it day and night. This person is compared to a tree planted by streams of water, producing fruit in season, with leaves that do not wither, and a life marked by steady flourishing. The emphasis rests on consistent engagement with God's Word and the resulting stability and fruitfulness. Second, interpretation. As we have seen, this passage teaches that God's Word, given by Him and sustained by His Holy Spirit, becomes the source of spiritual life and growth. Meditation is not passive reading but active, repeated reflection that allows truth to take root. The image of the tree shows that spiritual strength does not come from circumstances, but from connection to a steady source. God Himself through His Word. Now, we turn to application. The central question becomes, is my life truly rooted in God's Word, or am I living on good intentions alone? It is possible to agree with Scripture, respect it, and even study it occasionally, while remaining spiritually shallow. The difference between a thriving tree and a struggling one is not intention, but placement. The tree in Psalm 1 is planted, intentionally positioned near life-giving water. In the same way, a believer must intentionally order life around regular, meaningful engagement with Scripture. This means developing rhythms, not relying on feelings. It may involve setting aside a consistent time each day, removing distractions, and choosing to meditate on smaller portions of Scripture rather than rushing through larger sections. It also means asking simple but honest questions. What does this passage reveal about God? What does it reveal about me? How should I respond today? Personal application also requires patience. Fruit appears in its season. Growth often happens slowly and quietly, yet the promise of Psalm 1 remains firm. When a life is rooted in God's Word, God produces lasting change. Today, the invitation is clear. Move from intention to action. Choose one specific way to engage God's Word and follow through. Over time, that small act of faithfulness becomes the root system of a stable and fruitful life. Reflection questions. 1. What specific habits or rhythms can help you move from intending to read God's Word to consistently meditating on it? 2. In what ways does the image of a planted tree challenge how you currently approach spiritual growth? 3. What is one practical step you can take today to root your life more deeply in Scripture? Memorization reminder. You are nearing the end of the week. Review Psalm 1, 2, and 3 in full today, repeating it slowly and carefully. Tomorrow, you will aim to recall it from memory with confidence.